Governor Walker says it is a great victory for the fatherland. Okay, at the signing of the union repair bill, which just passed, you know, actually it was quite a signing. The ceremony was quite ceremonious. They released doves in the Capitol Rotunda. Unfortunately, in their panic, they beat their heads to a pulp on the Capitol Dome and rained down upon the legislators. Next up for the governor, suffrage. Let's roll it back. There's no stopping him now. The governor will replace workers' rights with a workplace sign reading, "Work shall set you free." Dairyland, Dairyland, Uber, Alice. Okay. The good news, the governor said that he was just kidding about the layoffs. Things aren't really nearly that bad. Just trying to make a point. Anyway, it's nice to see Wisconsin in the headlines for something other than morbid obesity. Binge drinking. Even though now it's needed more than ever, let's face it. The prodigal Democrats are back, but the Robins have remained masked on the Wisconsin-Illinois border. Just short of Walworth. They're victims of the governor's spring repair bill. Hello? Governor Walker has proposed a bold new daylight saving plan, turning the calendar back 100 years. Next for the Democrats, the ballot box. Find them and stuff them. Total recall. Total recall going on here in Wisconsin. There are some ethics complaints against the governor, but there's no basis for ethics, apparently, so they're not going anywhere. The one charge may stick was campaign violations at Marquette. I guess those are still on the books. So. The governor said Wisconsinites will get used to this bill and the Sterilization Act that's folded into it. It's a minor provision. You'll get used to that. Teachers, meanwhile, will be giving up collective bargaining for Lent. That's the latest on that. And all the non-glorious victory news that isn't, Defense Secretary Gates tells Gaddafi, "You want a piece of me?" I'd like to see Gates do that for me.
I'd like to.
I can't juggle three wars, you know. If you can't juggle three wars, you shouldn't be Secretary of Defense. Okay. Anyhow, President Obama says Gaddafi reminds him of the bullies he faced in his youth. All the Kenyan kids who taunted him that he was an American. And his ears. I'm not saying his ears weren't a factor. The president okays Guantanamo control to Five Flags. Is it shorting out or am I? The president did say of the Wisconsin crisis, "You never outgrow your need for milk," and we appreciate that. The Muslim section of Representative Peter King's Congressional Tribunal is wrapping up. Next up, the Methodists. Homegrown Methodists, ladies and gentlemen. We have them. Don't kid yourself. Rockford wants the 14 Wisconsin Democrats extradited back for damage to their motel room. And huge unpaid videos on demand. And they have lists of all the videos that were ordered, and they're prepared to release them publicly. But speaking of overreach, in case you were, what about the Illinois governor abolishing death? That's even worse, isn't it? And what's with all the union bosses you keep hearing about? Did they find Hoffa?
No.
Okay. I was wondering about that. The Wisconsin 14 return, the Wisconsin 5,654,774 are thinking about leaving. In other news still, Kate Middleton tweets, "Getting cold feet." So keep an eye on that one. Jared sprints past Ronald McDonald for the fast food title. And Egypt so far, still no signs of Cairo Spring. Hello? You know, Prague Spring, Cairo Spring. Yeah, I don't care. You need a little bit of background for some of these jokes. Not much. Although Mubarak actually was seen in a Speedo at Berlusconi's Sardinia place, so that's that much is clear. The estimate for the Wisconsin Capitol tape residue cleanup has dropped from $7.5 million to $12 for a can of goop. And I'll kick in the can of goop myself. I will personally do that. I'm not going to do it, but someone can do that. But signs from the protest in the Capitol will be relegated to the State Historical Society along with teachers and public workers. Nice little diorama there for them. The governor asked public workers to kindly use the service entrance from now on. Okay. I didn't say that, the governor said. NPR reformat says easy listening. Probably the way to go in this climate. Thank you. But this whole thing is pretty common because I had a guy at the fund drive, recent fund drive. He was a goofy-looking guy in a caftan, hand me a million-dollar bill, one of those, you know, supposed to be a million-dollar, like a monetary bill. Okay. NFL players nix a 52-game schedule, saying football is not a year-round sport. New version of the Bible changes virgin to young woman, which was not synonymous in those days either. iPad 2s will bypass the usual shipping and just be shh to users. By the way, people who buy iPad 2s will still grow old and die. That's a disclaimer that comes with it. So, the nice thing about having James Clapper on board is the president just has to go, and he shuts up. No surprise in Surprise, Arizona, as the Texas Rangers force out the Jew. Greenberg, he's out. Saif is naif. Some of these are just, you know, things that you got to put something down. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're writing a bill. You got to put something in there. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't much matter what it is. Claptrap. The human penis used to have some spines, but I guess we know what happened to those. I guess we do. And finally, Jessica Biel is going to need some comforting. Yeah. After the Justin Timberlake breakup. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much.